What about some Adam Ant?
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Sudden innuendos follow. Must be something inside. Hey, guess what it is? Stop drinking and introduce the show, Dick.
Hey!
What an asshole.
Hot sauce animal show. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Brian Fay.
What an asshole. Woman as always.
With me today is Chris, Road Rash Jutris.
Yep.
He's got a story for you.
Luke Barney.
struggling to find a word for me, I see. Struggling.
Steve Low in the Mix No More Woodbury.
Yay, pudding.
And Lee. Lee Bucket Hat HK.
Yeah.
So what's up, everybody?
Hi, buddy.
Hi, we're drinking tonight. If you couldn't tell.
What, are we drinking
We're
tonight?
Drinking to...
I'm drinking to depression.
Whatever.
Why are you depressed?
Because I didn't get the job.
Oh. Well, at least they made you go through 4 interview cycles.
Yeah, I know. Fucking 2 months invested into this. And then they're like, no, you don't get a
it's
job.
It's just complete bullshit. Because, like, why don't they just come out right off the front and say, you're probably not going to get this job.
They should have told me that before they brought me into the last interview. Because the last interview was seriously just a couple more HR questions. And, like, a why do you want the job question. Which I answered well. Like,
why did you want the job?
Because I said, because I feel like it has potential to be more than just another job and more of a career path for me. Which is a good damn answer for that kind of question.
You're a good damn answer.
And that, and like, that interview is all the way out in Shirley, Massachusetts, which is an hour from here. And it was a 20-minute interview. Like, if you knew you weren't going to hire me, why the fuck did you tell me to go out there?
Did they at least, like, comp you or, like?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Wow. Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
I'm shit out of luck.
Did
I'm
you
out
take
of 2 months of time and fucking just pissed.
Now, is your girlfriend going to be working at the Shirley, Massachusetts location?
No, there is no location. She works wherever the fuck she
Oh, that's right. They give her the card.
So she has a job.
Yeah,
there.
She got the job.
So you wouldn't have a problem firebombing the Shirley, Mass location.
Go for it. You work for the Air Force. Make
Do you
it
realize
happen.
That this...
It's actually not a location. They rent the upstairs area of the insurance auto auctions there.
Oh, okay.
So let's just get fucking hammered.
Just don't get sick in my car.
Brian's depressed, but I'm pretty okay.
Oh, because you beat
really?
Death?
Yeah, because I
that
beat...
Is that why? Because you fucking aren't dead?
I beat death yet again.
You may be a king or a little street sweeper.
That's a pretty good reason to be
happy. No, it's not.
How's that not...
What do you mean?
I could be all bitter about it.
Yeah, you don't be happy about being alive, like, every day.
No.
But, you know, when you have a brush with death...
Yeah, you
at least get a little high afterwards.
Yeah,
you know, like, wow.
Yeah, because that would make me even more depressed because I'd realize that just like that, fucking you could be dead.
Well, for that 2 seconds, well, though, while the adrenaline is just really fucking
right.
high in your body, you're just like...
Yeah, you want to do that? Hold a knife to your balls and then try to jump rope.
What?
So I'm thinking you're the glass is half empty kind of guy.
Right about now, yeah.
All right, just checking.
See, I had a brush with death once, and we were painting.
Painting? Oh, I see what you did there, but it just...
A brush with that! You and him were painting, weren't you?
Back off the mic when you yell.
No! I am! Look at, I'm barely even peeking. Get out of me.
Ravioli.
Get out of you? I don't remember entering you, but I might as well have some
I
fun
do.
With it.
Well, you never remember entering Brian.
Ooh. That what? I was really... I was
That's
really drunk that week.
It.
That just... Anytime anyone ever goes out to Western Mass, someone gives me a cell phone. Like, oh, we're entering Lee!
They're going
Fuck off. Everyone. It's
so,
not
yeah,
original.
That's a standard response. Fuck off.
So fuck off. Yeah.
Tonight's topic, Steve, you want
to announce I was going to do that. So we could actually get on topic, maybe for once.
Get on topic to get off topic.
Get on to get off, if you will.
Like
let's just say tonight's topic is accidents.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I laughed at that.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's funny because one of us had one recently.
Yeah, that's...
yeah.
That's... I didn't
wanna... It might help us actually talk about...
Oh, should we maybe talk about it? No one brought it up yet.
What? Well, Chris, did something happen to you yesterday?
Well, now that you mention it, Steve. see, I was riding my motorcycle and I kind of took a tumble, as it were.
Now... Were you
driving recklessly?
Define recklessly.
Like, I might have been going a little faster than I should have, but I hit some sand and then wiped out.
Yeah, sand is the natural enemy to the motorcycle.
Right.
Also, believe it or not, Armor All. Some of these people like to like heavily Armor All their tires to make them shiny and badass.
It makes them look nice. My dad
Armor
All's
his tires.
They
look excellent, especially when you go flying off of it because they're too damn slick.
That's why you're not supposed to use it
exactly.
For your motorcycle. Fun fact.
What are you trying to do over there?
He's trying to turn him up a little bit.
Yeah, I was just adjusting the gain just a smidge. Now just fucking so call attention to it.
You were traveling at 100 miles an hour down 495?
I was roughly traveling at a million miles an hour.
Okay, good.
I passed.
Relative to
minus
what?
Whatever a million minus 30 or so is.
Right. I was going maybe 30 or 40 on an on-ramp to the highway, and I...
And snidely whiplash and Muttley threw some sand on the course?
Yeah.
And made you dump your bike?
But yes, but luckily Penelope Pitstop was there. She helped me out. She's a good lady.
Yeah.
Was there a name, Penelope Pitstop? Was it that her actual name?
Yes, we're talking
Brian,
about the wacky
racers,
yeah,
Brian.
Wacky racers, yes.
But on
in real life, no.
On that topic, though, when you did wipe out, though, I mean, you're on an on ramp of a highway.
Dry fire,
right? Now, who initiated the chain of events afterward? Did you like say "fuck my life"? I'm gonna call 911.
Well, here's what happened. So I'm driving on the on ramp, obviously leaning, and then I see like I'm headed straight for this patch of sand, and there's basically not a lot I can do about it. So I'm just sitting there watching myself get closer to it, and I'm like, "Yep, crash." And then, like, total shell shock, I roll around, slide a little bit, and then I stand up, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? And my bonus cycle's still running, so I just hopped up, shut it off, and then I look at my knee. My pants are tore open. I'm bleeding everywhere. I'm like,
those the pants you were wearing?
Yes.
I'm glad you didn't take them off.
They're covered in blood.
I left them off for the past 24 hours.
Well, that's good.
Just to remind me.
Nice, clean pants.
Yay!
But so I'm just sitting there like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then this lady who was coming up behind me, she's like, do you want me to call somebody? And I'm like,
I don't even know who the fuck to call in this situation.
Who am I?
Can you call Papa John's? I really need a pizza.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there like, I don't know. But in my head, I'm like, can I just walk away from this? Like, what do I do?
Right.
But then these other two guys came up and they're like, oh my God, do you need help? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yes. Call the ambulance.
There you go. Smart decision.
So
hey. Did they put your bike in the bike ambulance?
Yeah, they did.
Or do they have a rickshaw?
The bike ambulance, if you will. Now, here's my question, having the somewhat medical training that I do. When you crashed, you said you stood up, you were walking around and stuff. Now, did you sit down and wait for the ambulance to arrive?
Well, here's what happened, because I said these two guys stopped. One of them was in a pickup truck. The other was just some old veteran. Just being a nice guy.
Right, that's what they all do.
Yeah, I mean, you're just like, whatever, I'm retired.
I was in the war, let me help.
Exactly.
So these two nice gentlemen stop, and by the way, the lady, like, is on the phone for, like, 5 minutes and then just bounces. I don't know if she actually called anybody or not.
She's like, called her friend. I'm at this, like, this guy just wiped out. I think he needs help. Like, take a picture. Okay, hold on. Did you get it?
Hold on, let me pretend like I'm texting for a minute while I take a picture of his gross knee.
Oh, it's so gross. All right, I'm gonna leave. This is awkward.
I think some of his cock is hanging out of his pants.
It's so impressive.
So anyway.
So the veteran and the other guy.
Yeah, so this one guy had a pickup truck, and he's like, hey, do you want to sit on the bed of my truck? I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. And then he pulls these paper towels out of nowhere, and I'm like...
Don't you answer that.
I'm not.
Who is it?
It's the hospital.
It's the other Brian.
They want their gurney back.
You weren't supposed to take that.
God, I want one so bad.
They want their bed
that,
like...
So you moved to the pickup truck. You're sitting on the bed. like the, right. The tailgate.
So I'm sitting on the tailgate, and then the veteran calls the police because that other lady just bounced.
Why would you call the
apparently
police?
Called no one and did nothing.
Yeah. It's kind of the same number, 911.
Yeah.
9891.
But on a quick side note, though, calling 911 on a cell phone is like the most aggravating thing in the world.
The first thing you have to do is state your location.
Well, because, yeah, it goes to the state police first, and then they're like, well, where the fuck are you? All right, let me get you that. Like, if you're reporting a fire.
They still say 911, what is your emergency? I always go, I'm having this, that in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Yeah, like, there was a fire outside my work, and you have to go from state police. All right, let me transfer you to Framingham. Framingham police. All right, let me take you to Framingham fire. Framingham fire. Okay, actually, what's going on? Because I'm the one that's going to help you. Kind of shitty.
So basically, you have to say, hi, I'm so-and-so. I have my penis stuck in a vacuum cleaner, and I'm in Marlboro, Massachusetts.
How?
Yes.
That's where you live. Exactly. Hold on a minute.
What? So.
So, basically, I'm sitting there on this tailgate, and that's when, like, the pain starts to set in. And I'm just sitting there like, looking at my hand and my wrist. And I'm just sitting there like, fuck.
Wait, you're like,
fuck,
what?
Fuck.
Like what?
Like, ah.
You can't see, but he's looking at his parts.
Looking at each excremity.
Excremity?
Excremity.
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 Did you mean extremity?
No. Luke, make up my own ways of saying things.
Luke, who passed his EMT exam.
Exactly. I'm a Dr. EMT Barney, actually.
Air Marshal.
/ Air Marshal.
Are you an EMT or like, what's...
He could be.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that.
So then some stadies get there. They're like, oh, hey, what's up? And I'm just like...
Hey, we got cool hats.
I'm not going to really help you or nothing, but yeah, I'll stand like, here.
Hey, we got cool hats and navy blue cars. What's up?
You know, they called the, you know, ambulance and the police for Bellingham, I guess.
Yeah, did you ring the Bellingham?
And then...
So eventually the ambulance... My point was, the reason I asked was... When the ambulance got there, you were sitting in the tailgate of the truck?
Right. It's
not as bad as now, did they tell you need to get, sit up and like lay down? Or like how did they approach you? Because I was told like if you approach, especially this happens a lot with drunk people when they crash their car.
Right.
If they're standing and they were in a severe accident, you don't want them to move anymore. So you keep them standing and do like a standing takedown. And do almost like a trust fall onto the longboard.
Onto the ground!
It's like this elaborate friggin' thing, but.
Well, no, I was sitting there, and then they got there, they looked at my cuts, and then they took my helmet off. Which, fun fact, if you're on a motorcycle, you get into an accident, leave your helmet on. Because if you have head trauma, you don't want it to swell or whatever.
So your head will move around. Can I interject about the helmet?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, so one of my guys that I work with asked Chris if he wore the full face helmet just because he rides a rice burner. He's like, dude, if I wore a fucking motorcycle, I wouldn't wear a full face helmet. Yeah, well, guess what? If Chris didn't wear a full face helmet, he would look like Harvey Dent. Half his face would just be missing.
I'd have hamburger face right
now. I mean, you look way cooler while you're riding your bike, and then afterwards, no one would want to talk to you.
Like, you had a bump on your chin, you said, right? You got a little lump?
Yeah, I definitely rolled on my face.
Well, yeah,
I would
if you
have
look
scraped
at the,
it.
The, your helmet, you know, your fucking visor is, you need a new one. Like, it's scratched to shit. So, Dylan, there you go. That's
you know what's great about
those? You
don't
even listen to the show.
Those helmets, it's like you see somebody riding a bike down a road. You're like, what is that dude doing? His fucking motorcycle. And then they take off their helmet. And they're a hot chick. And they go, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't tell by the boobs in the frame.
Shut up.
Yeah, you can't tell by the ass and
he
the
was
tits. Told,
see, where chicks ride, he's talking about Harley chicks, you know, giant stocky. Is that
chapped nipples?
But
so what do they just like take the helmet off? You put a collar on and like.
Well, they took the helmet off and they put the collar on, and because you know I was walking around and moving before,
they figured you didn't have any neck trauma.
Well, no, they figured that I could you know make my way from the tailgate to the board myself.
Trauma.
We heard you, Brian.
Trauma.
Stop it.
Yes.
I was trying to get fucking Luke's attention by saying trauma.
I heard you. Chose to ignore you.
Fucking asshole.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I mean,
don't make me air your dirty laundry.
Because I was just curious, because in my medical training, they teach it by the book, but in the real world, you're pretty logical about it. Like, for us, it's like, You don't care what they're doing, what they said. They're probably have like a severed spinal cord so they cannot fucking move anymore. You don't let them move and you just put them on the, and you know, and they freak out about it. But in the real world, it's like the dude's walking around like, he's probably all right. Collar his neck just in case, but you know, whatever.
Right. That's cool. Chris, would you stop interrupting everyone's non sequiturs with your story?
Never.
Seriously.
Okay. I interjected for one thing, and I'm sorry. I even asked permission before I did it. Okay, so fuck
around.
You, Chris. Go on.
Fucking around.
Fucking around. I mean, Christmas tree.
That's pretty much it. I went to the hospital, and then they gave me a tetanus shot.
Yeah, naturally.
Well, that's
all
fun.
That sand and gravel that's probably shoved into your kneecap.
I might have some dirt permanently in my knee now.
Oh, that's awesome.
That happened to me when I was on my bicycle once.
Yeah.
When you have kids and stuff, you'll be like, here, touch daddy's knee, and there's like rocks and shit on it. Like, ew, what's that? Like, don't ride motorcycles, Johnny. This could happen.
Ride motorcycles, you get badass rocks that you can name.
That's like how I met your mom. I said, check out my rocks in my knee. And
that's how I met your mom. I said, check out my rocks. And, well, I'm not going to tell you which rocks I showed her, but
you get the picture.
No, like months later, you came out.
Oh, but let me tell you something about state cops. I don't know if they're just idiots.
Oh, I thought you said state cops, and I'm like, what is that? Like when you go to the steakhouse and you jump?
So I'm strapped to this board. I'm in the ambulance.
Right.
One of the stateies comes in. I can't see him because, my head is just one direction. And he's like, so Chris, I'm going to ask you a question. And I'm like, okay, what is it?
Yeah. Like, prepare yourself. So
he's like, it's coming up in the system that your license may have been revoked. And I'm like, no, it was revoked, but I got it all straightened out. And he's like, but you don't have a motorcycle license. I'm like, no, I have a permit. And then he's like, you know, you're supposed to be riding with someone who has a license. And I was like,
what? On a motorcycle, sir.
Well, no, like someone.
Like, they want like a partner with you?
He think you had like a learner's permit for driving a car?
Do they have tandem motorcycles?
I didn't think that was a state law that like you need a partner. Like I'm going to ride my motorcycle. So, hey, buddy, get your motorcycle and escort me around.
Well, no, that's what he's trying to say to me. And I'm like, he's like, did you know that? And I'm like, no, I didn't know that.
Because I'm pretty sure you're wrong, sir.
And so, like, I got home and everything, and I was like, I'm looking at the back of my permit, and it says that I just can't ride at night or with a passenger.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that was my understanding.
I don't know where he's getting this from.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's good practice, I guess, but even so, I mean, it's not going to prevent you from getting hurt in an accident, but... At least.
Oh no, my friend got hurt. I should probably stop.
Yeah, it's like.
Fuck him.
Like, Chris is coming to the, like, sand patch. He looks at his, like, riding partner. He's like, should I go faster?
How the riding partner would help in that is he's riding next to him. He sees that Chris is headed right for the sand patch, and he reaches over and grabs him and pulls him onto his bike, like, with a cool flip move.
Right, and then Chris's bike just flies off the highway.
It does, like, the speed wobbles thing, and it, somehow something gets jammed in the front, fork, and it just flips forward, explodes, and Chris is like, oh my god, you saved my life. And then they broke back mountain the shit out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Literally immediately pitched a tent on the side of the road.
I can't wait to see that
in more ways than one.
Well, when you got all that adrenaline, you gotta put it somewhere.
Exactly. Right. Absolutely.
When you have an adrenaline boner, you have to fuck.
There's absolutely
an adrenaline boner.
I did not have an adrenaline boner.
Yeah, he did, and it was hanging out of his pants. That's what the old lady didn't call the cops. She's like, I was afraid his erection would hit me in the face.
I wanted to get out and help, but I couldn't.
So yeah, that was my accident.
That's pretty gnarly though.
So what happened in the hospital? Did you get a
Luke room? And I had an accident did together I... once. We'll tell that later. That's
would you like have shitties inside each other's bums? No. Do press cheeks together and just shout into each other.
Well, literally, do they like take X-rays and we're just like, I think you're good.
Yeah, they took some X-rays and they were like, oh, nothing's broken. So then they just cleaned out my wounds, which
bandaged it and sent you out in the way.
Did they
saline solution? Just
yeah, the nurse like squirted me with some shit. And then, like, she took this sponge and started,
scrubbed it out.
Yeah, she started, like, scrubbing it. And she's like, I hope this doesn't sting. And I was like, yep, it does.
And then she's they like, also did the same thing. I'm so sorry. I'm so, but I have
well,
to
no.
do it.
Like, well, no, she was like, okay, I just won't use that. I'm like, wait a minute.
that's the treatment. This is my one, bitch. Don't just not right? treat me because I said ouch. Like,
yeah, no.
Just... Ow, that hurts. Okay, we won't do it anymore.
But, huh? Wait. Is this life-saving surgery? But you said it hurts, so.
But you didn't sedate me, you dumb bitch.
Jesus. Supposed to be on there, you fuck.
Well, yeah. Like sometimes
that's interesting. I mean,
waking up during
at least,
surgery.
At least there was no other vehicle involved because that would have compounded that issue severely.
I was kind of ahead of everyone. Yeah. So
you're on a motorcycle. I mean,
how was your bike?
I'm sure you were ahead of everyone. On
How's
purpose.
My bike? Yeah. It's a little scratched up. Some of the plastic pieces are cracked. But it's still rideable.
You need a cylinder, don't you?
Yeah, I need to fix my brakes because they're leaking.
Right.
Ooh.
Okay, are they leaking fluid?
No brakes.
Yeah, fluid.
Well, Chris, just use your front brake.
That's the
endo
brake
everywhere.
Well,
then just use the back brake. Why do you need the front brake?
Because
you can
the
do
back
sweet power
brake...
slides.
Oh, if you use the front brake, you can do awesome endo.
A bicycle.
Then he could dump his bike again.
Yay!
Find sand.
The back
like
wheel locks up so easy.
That's your own problem. Drift. Drifting motorcycles.
They actually do that.
Power slide.
They
I
actually
woke up
do that,
Tokyo
Nola.
Drifting.
Yeah.
Woke up in a car. It was Tokyo
drifting everywhere.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, me and Brian had an accident once
we
together.
Have an accident.
I
want to
hear. I
want to
hear about this accident.
I saved Luke's life.
You did nowhere near save my life.
I prevented
any...
a moderate injury. Maybe.
I don't even think you did. All right.
Well, hold on.
Let's rewind.
Can we agree that it's a moderate hero moment?
No,
I was like one of those split second. I didn't know I was reacting.
He can
reaction
heal,
times.
Heal,
I
heal,
I don't even. I want to hear Luke's side of the story. Then I want to hear Brian's side.
This has turned into Law and Order.
Okay. First, can we just tell the accident? All right,
rewind.
Just tell the accident.
All right, July 4th, 2007,
six or seven.
So it was.
All right, it was not Anne.
It was a year long accident. We slowly collided with the wall for a year. They
so,
couldn't stop.
We were
us.
Stuck in a fucking black hole, and you were driving really
this
slow.
This accident lasted forever.
Okay. July 4th, like 2006, 2007. I was still in high school. I think I was a. I was probably a sophomore in high school. Summer of sophomore. But
at least you weren't a hodmore or something.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Me and Brian, both of our respective girlfriends, were very good friends. So we all...
And we were very good friends.
We were.
So we all became very good friends.
Exactly. Ooh. And we all decided to spend the day in Newton, Massachusetts, to watch the fireworks.
Yay!
And it was a great time. And, I'll also back it up a little bit too. When I picked up my girlfriend for this event, I'm a relatively new driver at this point. And my girlfriend's dad says to me, you know, hey Luke, I'm not saying you're a bad driver, you know, I trust you completely, but... You know, it's going to be a crazy day out there. A lot of people are traveling around. So just, you know, be careful out there. You know, you don't know how other people drive. You know, people get nuts. No problem, Mike. I'll bring your daughter home. It'll be great.
Safe and sound.
Exactly. So fast forward to approximately 11:30, 11:45 at night.
Was this after fireworks extravaganza?
Exactly. We got to Newton. Fireworks were great. Everything went fine. Had a great time. Hung out at Brian's girlfriend's for a little bit.
Made out like...
Did you guys all make out together? Like,
I think we did, yeah, definitely.
Well, pretty sure put all four heads together and just tongues and lips were touching.
So, like, you and Brian made out, your girlfriends made out, you made out with each other's
girlfriends. Yeah, it was just everyone was sharing.
And then everyone got blowjobs because our girlfriends were trannies.
Exactly.
That seems like the best day ever. How could it have ended badly?
Let's rewind the last 60 seconds and none of that happened.
None of that happened at all.
So.
Like, no, the tagline of the show is,
Everything's
a cinema. Everything we say is a lie.
Exactly. The tagline.
The tagline is we always stay off
topic,
but we're on topic today, so we're lying now.
So weird.
So moving forward with the actual story about the topic.
Oh, cool.
Fuck the police.
I have to drive Brian, my girlfriend, home, as well as myself, and I was supposed to be home by midnight. I was running a little late because obviously making out is pretty fun. So I'm in a little bit of a rush. And it's kind of drizzling out, and my girlfriend and Brian both are kind of, you know, egging me on here. Oh, yeah, you know, well, you're not even going to make it home in 15 minutes, like, da-da-da-da.
What, did they think you were some sort of omelet?
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what?
Egging him on!
See? See what he did there? He's quick, this guy.
All I want to do is just make...
started with a fake laugh, and it just kept going.
All I want to do is make you laugh.
Oh, God.
All right. So, Brian, shut the hell up.
Okay, I'll try. I can't turn my mic off because we're on the same
I know.
Thing.
It's terrible. So I'm driving, and that...
No, it's going to turn his mic off.
That How leads that me to drive a little bit quicker.
Watch. Luke, say something.
No. Or
we... We get it. It works.
Yeah. All right. So there's your point proven. I just went dead. So I decided to drive a little bit quicker than I was originally driving.
How much quicker?
Oh, you know, it's a 35-mile-an-hour speed zone.
You went a whole 40.
No, I was doing like 50.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's reckless.
Now, the road we were driving on has a pretty sharp curve.
A couple of sharp curves.
Yeah. And around one of these curves is a large, probably about 8-foot-high stone wall.
Oh, no, it is seriously like 3.5 feet high.
No, it is not.
No, it is.
It's above your car.
Brian,
you realize cars are not 8 feet tall.
Okay,
right?
Luke,
well, I know, but
it's
anyway.
Not above the car.
He was driving a monster truck.
I drive by it almost every day.
It's like,
well,
maybe
I drive monster
four
trucks.
Maybe 4 feet at its highest point.
Okay.
Regardless,
4 foot
it's higher than the hood of your car.
Okay.
Which is
and
the
I was, but to caveat too, I was not driving a monster truck. I was actually driving a Kia Rio Cinco.
Rio Cinco!
Which is made of complete plastic.
Which is now called the Rio 5.
Right.
Yeah, this is before like Kia stepped up their game.
Exactly. This is when Kias were still like crackerjack toys.
Kia still hasn't stepped up their game. Hyundai has.
No, Kia and Hyundai, they're like, they're going hard right now.
Yeah. Just like my car.
I want a Hyundai Veloster.
No.
Is that like a Velociraptor?
No. Go on with your story.
But
hold on. A Hyundai Veloster starts at like 20,000.
Yeah, I know.
You could buy like a actual good car for that much,
or a Hyundai Veloster, which is a good car. Have you seen them in person?
I like how when I said, "Is that like a Velociraptor?" You're like, "No."
Okay, no. Go on with the story. We'll talk about cars after
driving,
the show.
Driving approximately 50 miles an hour.
Top Gear Radio.
Heading toward a sharp corner, and keep in mind, it's drizzling. The road is wet, and I also neglected to get in a front end alignment when I hit a very severe pothole about 6 months prior. Wow. So little did I know that the inside of my front tires were as bald as a baby's ass from uneven wear.
I, as a baby, had a very hairy ass. Fun fact.
Well, you're
I'm
a strange
still
baby.
Still very hairy.
But let's see your ass.
Let's
not see his ass.
I've seen it.
I know.
Is it nice?
I think I have too.
There's not an inch of me that Chris hasn't seen. Fun fact.
That's. Ooh. Cute.
We've been naked together. That's all I'm saying.
So
I'm not that good friends with anybody.
Listen, all right.
Me and Chris naked hot tub with the girls that were in this car.
Yeah,
yeah, that happened once too.
That happened.
That's for later.
Right.
I mean, unless my dad's upstairs, then it didn't.
I'm gonna wrap this up really quick because clearly this is gonna take forever.
It is going.
We were driving at 50 miles an hour, driving around a corner. I started to turn, realized I was going way too fast. Slid, slammed into a stone wall. Was not wearing a seatbelt. Brian was in the back seat, not wearing a seatbelt. My girlfriend was restrained in the passenger seat. I flew out of my seat.
Restrained?
All right. Wearing her seatbelt.
He did the arm move.
No, I didn't. I actually flew into the passenger seat and hit my head on the window.
Ooh.
And then landed back in my seat. Brian claims to have, during my tumbling through the air, grabbed me and put me back
into
my seat. Shoved
him in his fucking seat.
That's his alleged claim, which apparently saved my life.
Allegedly.
No, I didn't save. I exaggerate when I say I saved your life, but I did. Fucking at one point have my arm on you and shove you back.
Well,
it was one of those like split second reactions. I didn't
Had you not done that,
you should have been.
I would have ended up in the same exact spot.
Probably, just but saying. I mean, no, probably, but I'm just saying, like it happened.
Well, regardless, my car ended up on the wrong side of the road, completely
I had
mangled,
good intentions.
Looked like it got
You're
hit
welcome,
by a Mack truck.
Asshole.
And what was funny is, due to the damage of the car, when the police showed up, you know, they had to like flare off the road and wait for the flatbed to drag my shit away. The cop, you know, obviously asked me, all right, is everyone okay? Were you wearing your seatbelt? And the obvious answer is, of course, officer. We all wear our seatbelts because that is the law. And the officer looked at me and said, you know, I'm
good.
Really glad to hear it because clearly looking at my car, she said, if you hadn't been wearing your seatbelt, you all would be, you know, seriously hurt. And I'm really glad that you decided to wear your seatbelt. So biting my lip, you know, I said, yeah, I know. And then the officer proceeded to go to her car.
Hold on real quick. Can we tell, this is after the, you know, finish telling when the officers looked at your car.
Okay. And the officer goes back to her car after complimenting me for wearing my seatbelt, which I didn't. She comes back from her cruiser and says, oh, by the way, here's a ticket for failure to stay within marked lanes. You can fight it if you want, but your car's on the wrong side of the road. And I'm looking at my car, which tires.
The rim
basically,
is bent
if you took
in
like
half.
A, you know, if you take a pizza and you know you want to eat it, so you curl it up together.
The rim was bent in half.
That was what my tires were doing. And there was no way my vehicle was going to move, so I don't know why she thought that was a good idea. But
she's an asshole.
I have connections with the court system, so they lost the records of that accident. And I was found not responsible.
This isn't very far from my girlfriend at the time's house. She ran over to us because I texted her. I was like, we were in an accident. Luke's car is totaled. And she like ran over just after eating one of those.
It's probably
Betty
about
Crocker,
a, probably about a,
Betty Crocker warm delights. You know those things?
Yeah, I'd say it's about, it was probably about a mile down the road from
her.
Why
do you know what she just ate?
No, because I'm getting, it gets, it's part of the story.
So a mile away from
she
her house is where the
accident
happened.
They're like these lemon tarts you put in the microwave. They're actually really good. And then
nothing that you put in the microwave is really good.
Shortly thereafter, Luke's girlfriend's dad shows up, the one who told him to drive safe.
Oh, that was the other thing.
No, so
I was scared shitless.
So he shows up. He was actually really fine with it. He was like, "Oh, as long as they're all okay." He wasn't mad at you or anything.
No, he actually even told me. He said, "Hey, you know, I was scared to death. I didn't even want to talk to him because I'm like, this guy's gonna punch me in the mouth."
He was a really cool guy.
His arm around me and he said, "Hey, man. When I was in high school, on Christmas Eve, I was in the same spot, except my car was upside down in a ditch. So you're lucky."
No, he's a really cool guy.
And that was it.
And so my girlfriend gets there. She runs all the way there. And she's like, "Are you guys all okay?"
Did she puke?
And we're like, yeah, we're all fine. She goes, "Okay, good." And then she goes and pukes. And Katie's dad, what's his name, Mike? Yeah. Mike comes over and was like, "Push her away to the side of the road. We don't want the officer thinking you guys were all drinking."
Please, like, tell her to go home.
Her brains out. She's puking up lemon-scented warm delight. And it's just the gross. It's like, it was just one of those moments that you're like, God, she ran all the way here and is now just vomiting.
I feel like that was part of your fault too, Brian, because you texted her and said, "We just got in a car accident and Luke's car is totaled." You didn't, like, add at the end, "But we're fine."
No, because I was waiting for her to be like,
"Are you okay?"
Yeah.
Why? Funny story about that.
But regardless, I was waiting for her text back, and then she shows up, and I'm like, "What?"
You put it out there. What do you think was going to
start
with that? I'm okay, but I just got in an accident.
See, I go for the pity thing.
Well, see, that it's funny you should say that, Brian, because after my accident yesterday, I was going to pick up this girl.
Ooh.
Oh. And we were gonna go up to New Hampshire to see a concert.
Oh,
I guess that
I
didn't
to
work
go
out.
To that concert too. Thanks for the invite.
I invited anyone.
I didn't get one from you.
Everyone
hold
in
on,
the world was
face.
In
no, no, no.
I didn't get the invite.
Hold on. I posted a Facebook status saying, "Who wants to go?"
I didn't see it.
Don't do that.
That's
don't
your
don't
fault.
We live together. You know I want to go.
What concert was?
Brian, I haven't seen you since then. Anyway,
what concert was?
It was Dev.
Dev.
What is that?
She's a pop singer.
You know the song "Like a G6"?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Steve's too old. Anyway, the point being, I get into this accident, then I'm like, "Oh, I should probably tell this girl that I'm not gonna, you know." So I just text her. I say, "I was in an accident," and then nothing more. And she tried to call me, but the ambulance was taking me away by then. So I was like, "Fuck it."
Fuck it.
For an hour or so, I had no communication with this girl. She's just freaking out, like, what the hell happened?
Like, you're dying, like, your last dying act was saying, "I can't go because I got in an accident."
No, I was in an accident.
Yeah.
Like right now, or like during childbirth, or like as a small child. Like,
well, I was at
happen?
The grocery store and I dropped my eggs, and some lady was mad at me.
Yeah,
that was your accident.
No, I have a better accident, but I'll wait till we're done with Chris's here.
No, that was it.
Okay, so but
we're actually talking about.
Are you
going
to hook up with a gal sometime?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, it just being so recently dumped, I just don't even know anymore.
So you don't want to, like, get into, like, something that you might actually be really happy with, or...
Well, I don't want to be replacing my relationship with another relationship, you know?
You shouldn't be in a rush.
No, I get what you're saying.
I don't.
You were in a relationship, you're like, "Oh, I'm out, now I need to get a new one."
Well, you don't necessarily have to get a new one, but you want to be happy. And if you're happy with this other chick, then that's not an issue, is it?
The issue is that
I was happy before.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm just fooling myself into thinking that I'm happy because it's just nice to be with somebody.
Well, just don't go fast. Don't be like, oh my God, you're my girlfriend now. What? Do you guys really just not like listening to conversations? Yeah.
No, I am listening to conversations. I just really like this Apparently track.
There's awkward silence and then dance party off to the
you're
side.
Just like here. Waving your arms around.
Fun
like,
fact,
yeah,
you should listen
so
to the logistics
out. It's so much fun to ignore
out.
Chris.
Gave it to me, dickhead.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we could talk about this later, not on the air.
It's good out.
Right. Yeah. That's a better place to talk about this.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Whatever.
Because I don't know. I don't know if this person is going to listen.
I know the track.
You probably right. should steer her away.
Yeah. You should probably steer your bike away from sand patches also.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably.
But oh. Up.
Now, listen, if anyone can bust my balls, it's Brian.
Why? Because he's seen them, yeah!
Right.
Oh, because Brian's super cynical and depressed and hates the world right now.
Oh, come on, Brian.
No, just...
Whatever you do, don't drink that away.
Too late. <Yeah.
laughs> Drinking alcohol always helps.
It does. Chris, can I have one of these beers?
It's not like
it's a mood. It's a mood stabilizer.
Yeah,
mood
enhancer, if you will.
At least you're drinking Four Loko.
Because I'm going
the safest and mellow of alcoholic beverages.
Right.
I have a fucking. Give me the lighter. No.
So, Lee.
What?
Senor Quiet Lee.
What's up?
No, Steve has to talk about his accent.
Steve has
no,
to talk.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot Steve.
We can start
right,
with
we're
Lee.
Jumping to Lee. We're not going in the circle.
We're talking about
accident.
Accident?
Have you had an accident?
I personally have never had like automobile accident.
Oh, no, you
didn't. What about you? Like, did you like fall off your bike as a kid? And
oh
break
yeah,
your arm?
All the time.
You ever roll a golf cart because you golf?
Yes,
that's where you were today. You golf today? How was that?
Great.
I still think it's odd that you golf. I don't know why.
What?
I mean, that I still think it's odd that you golf. I don't know why.
Wait, so you golf like regularly?
Yeah.
You want to golf?
Yeah, sure.
So I golf.
Fucking why not?
You
guys
got
a threesome now.
I was going to say, I just bought a new set of clubs last year. I bought like a $500 set
he
of
did.
Clubs.
That's actually true.
Winter
They're
rules.
Fucking really nice.
You know what? I think I'm going to join the military.
Don't do that.
Brian.
Don't do that.
Why? No, like do what
no,
Luke
hold on,
did.
Hold on.
Don't do that.
No, like, do what...
no hold on.
Because you made a ton of money doing it.
Short term, I'm broke as shit now. I just told you I might buy a Four Loko because that's the only thing I can afford at the liquor store. So see how that worked
like,
out.
I was talking to him earlier before the show, and I was like, "You coming over tonight?" And he said, "Yeah." I was like, "I bought some Four Loko." He goes, "Do you have one for me? Because I'll pick one up if I have to, but it's about all that I can afford."
It fucking sucks because you like craft beers too, right?
I love craft beers.
Fuck, that sucks.
You like Scotch ales? You ever had a Scotch ale?
I don't think I've ever had a Scotch
Chris,
ale.
Give him one of these.
Give
out
him
of the
a Scotch
fridge.
Ale. It's pretty good.
I will try that.
It is one of my personal favorite beers. Right
why are all of those little fridges brown?
That's funny fact. That's
that
my
used to
fridge.
Be Luke's mini fridge. He donated it to me.
No, I think I donated it to Colin, but Colin immediately then decided he didn't want
right,
it.
And then he gave it to me. Here's a bottle. Yeah.
Do you need it? Oh.
You didn't have to throw it at me.
He just threw the bottle.
And by the way, that's
got
a sharp point on it, too. I could have just had an accident live on the show about accidents.
That could have led to his goddamn
by live recording of...
Hot Monday Night Mayhem.
There was a 50-50 chance of that just
could we have called the 911 on the show?
We're all peeking.
We're like, okay, this is pretty bad, but can someone plug in the phone like so we can get this recorded?
We're doing a podcast right now, but our friend just got a bottle opener stuck in his testicles. Can you come here?
Can you come here and
Dude,
start treatment?
Dude, he's got a fucking bottle opener stuck in his nuts. We don't know what to do. Like, we just panic mode.
We're not shocked.
We like open it up to callers. Like, call in, tell us what we should do.
We need a Skype in line. So we can call the show.
Yeah. That'd be kind of neat. But we're not doing this live. So.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know,
we should do it live.
I don't think we need to.
You know what I got back from Lee recently?
What?
Remember Chris? Remember that orange webcam that went missing?
Yeah.
Guess who had it?
What?
Lee.
I don't know why I had
How
it.
Does that
you like Skyping with Jackie and just like beating your meat?
Yeah,
like, you know,
all
like...
the time. Just
no. Wait, hold on.
I legitimately
when
don't when... know why I had. Oh, I figured out why I had it.
Right now,
it ended up in one of my boxes when I built the computer.
Oh,
I don't know. Sense. I don't know how it did, but it
that
did.
Is a totally logical reason for okay. why Lee would have that.
I don't know.
It definitely makes sense because
this place gets pretty dirty. When
I like the arc of O.
Oh.
There it is. But yeah. So Lee, no.
Geek Central.
So, wait, hold on. You find a webcam that you're like, this clearly is not mine.
Yeah. Like, seriously, like, you must have found that like 6 months ago.
I found it, and I was like, this isn't mine. Who could it be? And I'm like,
You found it who in the box of the computer now? That you built at my house.
Fuck it, I don't know.
Well, all right, Lee is a golfer, not a detective. Okay.
So honestly, I didn't think I didn't think it was that pertinent. I was like, everyone has fucking webcams now. Fucking, I'll get
you do have
sometime.
Another one, don't you?
Yeah, but that one sucks shit compared.
Yeah, but I don't think we need to do a live show.
I don't think so.
How many people are gonna fucking
I wouldn't be opposed to doing like.
Oh, what? So you can sit at Ben's house and watch again?
No.
And then make fun of us, you asshole!
Thanks for at least a little bit.
Yeah, I was gonna say you backed up a little bit. Didn't peek too bad there. Yeah, you're pretty good there. No, but I'm saying. Just a video, video with audio.
What do we need video for? No, unless we're doing stunts.
We can do Marty in the Boosh.
We can do Marty. That was literally one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life.
We went on Chat Roulette. We had like, it actually looked almost like a studio, right? And we would go on Chat Roulette and we'd be like, hey, you're live on the air 100.7 with Marty and
the Boosh.
And we would like talk to people, be like, what are you doing on Chat Roulette? You're looking for some titties, you're looking for some dicks.
Yeah, we just pretended it was like a radio show segment, and like we got, I'd say out of like the 50 people we tried to get each night, like
we got about 10.
10 of them would like for a second talk to us.
Yeah.
And two of which like bought it. Like one guy was like, hey man, can you plug my YouTube channel? Like, there's this sick video of me slam dunking like a beer, like a ping pong ball into a beer cup. Like,
oh, I thought I was gonna slam dunk a period. What?
Yeah, I can't talk right.
A ping pong ball into a period pussy.
So, and like you were talking about, I'm like, let
That's
me read.
A lot
and
of
he's
peas.
Like, yo man, this is my Twitter feed, twitter.com/blank. And I was like, yo, let me check this out before I promo it. And I was like, oh man, let me read some choice tweets here. Second period chemistry, lame. And he's like, the kid, like his friend is like, wow. He's laughing hysterically at his other buddy who's a fucking retard for giving me this
video. And like, oh, man, fuck you.
I was like, yo, here's another choice one. What am I gonna do today?
What are you, Aziz Ansari?
Randy. No, yeah. That's just like how I was reading his Twitter feed.
Yeah, but then we did talk to that MILF from England.
Oh.
And she like kind of showed us some cleavage.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
Kitty.
What was up like, with that?
Yeah.
We had Chris standing over like at the end of the table off camera wearing a Bluetooth. Yeah. And we'd
well,
be like, our
you're
producer
the producer.
Saying
this.
And
well,
like,
hold
yeah,
on. I mean.
Producer. And we'd be like, our producer is this. And they'd be like, your producer? I'd be like, yeah. Producer.
Well,
I
no, I mean,
Chris
it
booster.
Started out, I was originally the Boosh.
Well, right, Luke then you had to, like, go to bed.
Then Luke took over as the Boosh.
Yeah, I think you were, like, going to bed early those nights, so I just, like, took over. It's like, because me and Brian at that point were just hammered drunk trying to, like, have fun on the internet.
Pretty good at having
yeah, it was
I think you should rename the show Rape Kit and Crawl Space.
Holy shit.
That's a pretty clever name, but
no.
Not safe for work.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
All right, Lee, tell us an accident
story.
Yeah,
so you have to have
your best accident story.
Some kind of serious accident.
Horrific maiming.
No.
You're disformed.
Obviously.
Life-changing, even.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
Okay. Well,
something like that.
Okay. I think of, like, the stupidest thing I did as a kid was probably when someone developed what they called a mountain board, which,
I'm familiar. I busted my ass on a mountain board at, like, 17
times. Is that, like, on a snowboard?
It's a snowboard that they strapped some wheels to so that you could ride it down the mountain during the summer. Because that's a good idea.
It
right?
was a way for ski resorts to stay open in the summer and have like a reason.
Well, yeah,
you feel those.
Not a bad idea.
It's
not.
No, it's a great idea.
It's a great idea if you know minus all the rocks and the
right. And terrible. when you fall off a mountain board versus a snowboard, you know, snowboard at least you're like, oh, this fluffy snow. Like, geez, that sucked. And you're on a mountain board and you're like, wow, a rock just hit me in the eye.
When you eat
and
it,
I can't see out of it.
When you eat it, you fucking eat it on a mountain board. It's
yeah.
And so, like, the dumbest thing I ever did.
So you went through the drive-thru on a mountain board?
I took,
you ate it?
I took a mountain board out.
God
and
damn it, I hate this radio show.
Why do you hate puns so bad?
You're all gonna die.
Right. Your gun isn't as cool
Wait,
as mine.
I thought Brian loved puns. Wait a second.
No, I do, but sometimes Steve's just like...
Yeah.
He's
you
so
not
kidding,
load
God.
A gun...
So, you had a choice of taking out mountain board with brakes or without brakes. So I got really
naturally
good,
badass.
Yeah, like. that I got really good at mountain board with brakes. So I'm like, man, I'm really awesome. I'm 13 years old. I'm badass. I'm gonna take one without brakes. So here you are. You're going down this mountain at like 30, 40 miles an hour on this fucking board. It's summertime. There's rocks fucking everywhere, and just no brakes.
Right, and I remember my distinct memory as far as like no brakes here are concerned, because I didn't have any. I even started on the bunny slope.
Yeah,
but I couldn't even snowboard, and I had no concept of the zigzag strategy to control your speed.
Yeah,
so I would just go like a rocket down the fucking hill until I finally lost it and just ate it end over end.
Yeah, yeah. So I did I did snowboard, so I had the concept of slowing down, but you can't really stop,
Right.
You've got a power slide to stop. You have to turn your. During the summer, you have to turn your giant board. It's like this big. It weighs like 20 pounds. Just
this big.
It's like taking a bicycle, and going sideways on it. Yeah, you'll slow down a little bit, but chances are you're gonna hit something and you're gonna fucking lose it and flip.
Yeah, and that's basically what happened. And I crank it sideways and I pull back on it.
Sideways?
Yeah.
Sideways. See, I can't fucking talk because Brian keeps on shooting a
sideways
a fucking
what do you want?
Gun, and I don't want to get hit by it.
He keeps, yeah. What
Stop
is this?
It!
He's shooting right.
This is shoot a gun Solid, after the show.
No, this is the Metal Gear Solid SOCOM pistol.
I don't give a shit. Put it away.
So I crank it sideways, and I lean back like you're supposed to do. You grab the edge, and I hit a rock, fly forward, just completely bust my hands. It's broken.
It's broken.
Yeah.
Because
I felt kind of like this.
That's why you never put your hands out when you land.
Yeah, but I didn't want to eat it on my face.
That's how I broke my wrist snowboarding.
To roll.
Tuck and roll,
I
bro.
Was 13.
Tuck and roll.
First I got an of all. Accident. Are you done?
Yeah, I fucking killed myself.
Lee finally got to talk. You're like, are you done talking finally?
Lee finally said something on the radio show, and I just cut him off. I'm like, fuck you.
You know what?
I had two pretty good accidents. One, I broke my arm on the bunny slope snowboarding once.
Well, that sounds
that
like
makes
a
you a real cool guy.
No, but I got to ride on this cool sled behind a snowmobile. All the way back to the ski resort where they
all the way. Is it the bunny slopes usually right next to the ski
resort? It's usually like 20 feet away.
No, you'd think, but you'd be wrong.
Where was this?
I was gonna say. I mean, that wouldn't surprise you though, because
it's a scout trip.
As far as ambulances are concerned, Metro West Framingham, the hospital in Framingham, Massachusetts, next to it is kind of like an outpatient facility, type place.
Yeah.
A woman one time went into labor while in the outpatient facility. Now, ready? This is literally. 30 feet from the door to the emergency room, they called
an ambulance.
Per their protocol, had an ambulance pick her up, load her up into the ambulance, drive 50 feet.
No fucking
stop, unpack her, bring her inside to deal with all the bullshit.
She could have walked.
It's a liability.
Fucking do it. Derp or derp.
Fuck.
So if you busted your ass on the bunny hill, I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, "Oh yeah, get the ski patrol
bring in the helicopter and ride on the back of my
own." They airlift him.
Airlift him 20 feet over.
It was like the smallest, dumbest fracture. It was so fucking stupid.
It was probably a kitty fracture, which I had when I was a small child too.
An actual fracture. It was like a hairline fracture, but all they did was just splint it for the weekend because I didn't want to go home. Right. Like, I want to stay and go tubing with my sweet splint and my broken arm.
Did you get tail that weekend?
No. So they
like I was four.
I was like 13. They were like, so they splinted
like
it.
You weren't interested in girls.
13, you should have been getting tail. Like.
I was. So they splinted it and I hung out for the rest of the weekend. I played Rush 2049 and doing time on the rock. And then I went tubing, and I went home, and I went to a doctor, and he's like, dude, this is broken. What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, no, like, when I said kitty fracture, that's, like, an actual, like, medical term. Yeah, when you fall, it's just a crack on, like, the side of
your
ulna.
Yeah, it was here. What happened was when I fell backwards, and I put my wrist down like this, and it just went and went and went and went until it broke.
At least it didn't come out of your skin.
Good.
I have my story if you guys want to hear it.
Real quick, my other accident.
I think we're out of time today, so.
Well, fuck y'all.
No, my
what's Steve, sorry.
My one other accident, real quick.
It's not your turn yet.
It's all right.
Go.
Real quick, I was in a Ford Aerostar van with my dad. And we were backing out of our driveway, which was right around a blind corner when I lived in Sturbridge.
Did you get T-boned by a Mack truck?
By a Jeep.
Did you go live in old Sturbridge Village? I went to a Chinese restaurant there once when my friend was performing in Gilligan's Island the Musical.
There's not one. There's not a Chinese restaurant in old Sturbridge Village, Gilligan. But go on. Okay, old Sturbridge Village is cool and
if
neat
you
when you didn't go on there.
Grow up if in Massachusetts.
Didn't grow up in Sturbridge because when you live in Sturbridge, you can go to old Sturbridge Village for free. So every year they're like, "We're going to Old Sturbridge Village on a field trip because it's free."
What's
I like Six Flags is only 30 minutes away. Let's it's fucking
like,
go there.
It's like Plymouth Plantation only shittier. It's like Plymouth Plantation only way, way shittier.
I don't like the word plantation because that just has a
slavery.
Slavery.
Yeah.
But that's
like
what
Plymouth
it was.
Plantation. I like the word plantation because it reminds me of black people, and I like black people.
You like black people?
There are. I like
some
them.
Of them.
Not like all okay. of them.
Some of them are filthy.
You're pretty.
I don't
even
know
even
I
like the ones
air.
That are terrible people. I like those guys too.
Sandrakers.
You could. I mean,
sandrakers. We'll call them.
What?
What tribes are called?
Welcome
sandrakers.
To the hot sauce racist enema show.
They put sand down on the ground. So
people
hits.
That bother you, you know, someone who annoys you, naggers. We'll call them.
Yeah. Brian, yes, I get the South Park reference.
Anyway. You're skating on a line there.
So, Steve,
no, I love black people. I had one of my black friends calls me the friendly racist.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Who's that?
Gabe.
Okay, so my accident is not quite as exciting, but it's really stupid.
Why? Because you pooped your pants?
No, like, it wasn't.
I was going to say, did you shit yourself?
It was a bathroom accident.
This was not a bathroom accident.
50-minute mark.
So, it was probably, I think I was 17 or so. And
how big was your dick?
This big.
There we go, I had to, because we talked about poop, I had to bring up dicks.
We did talk about dicks.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We talked about my
holy
dick.
Holy shit, we talked about dicks.
Yeah,
we talked about my dick
multiple
a lot.
Times.
Go on.
Okay, so.
Damn it. So now we've hit poop and dicks.
Yes.
Okay.
I've hit poop with my dick.
Oh,
have you?
Redacted.
Anyway. Let's not have another.
Because my dick fell in the toilet and hit my own poop.
Right. Because it's that long.
Yes, it's amazingly long dick.
I can't even handle it.
Anyway, so.
It's not even that funny. He's just fucking losing it.
No.
So, myself and my friend Mike were outside my friend Paul's house.
Come on!
You guys are fucking distracting!
Turn my mic back on! Thank you! Go on, Steve!
So, we're standing outside my friend Paul's house. We're gonna go for a walk to the little park that there's up the road, and we're going to go on swings like you do when you're 17 years old.
Loiter in the park. I mean, yeah, that's what all kids do.
You loiter in the park. So we're going to go walk to the park, and we're waiting for fuckers to come outside. And
you can throw eggs at them.
No.
No.
Oh, but another story. I'm going to zip to another story.
Finish first story.
No.
Tarantino flick right here. Ready?
Okay, so we would... We would go on Paul's back porch, and we'd... Stop throwing duty at me. Stop it! We would go on Paul's back porch, and we'd huck eggs off of his back porch through the woods and hit his neighbor's house on the other side of the woods.
Naturally.
And so, like, his neighbor came over to Paul's house once and was like, "Are people hitting your house with eggs?" And he's like, "No." And we're like, "Yay, we did something." And then they didn't know it was us.
It's like the first crime you got away with. I mean, it's pretty exciting.
We egged somebody's house.
Stop and Shop. Or in my case, Shaw's, next to the Ames. Remember Ames?
I remember Ames.
Yeah.
So we're standing outside his house, and there's this tree near me. And I go, "I don't like this fucking tree." And Mikey's like, "Why don't you like the tree?" And I'm like, "I don't know, it's a piece of shit tree." And so I start kicking it lightly with my foot.
You
and he's like,
"Your foot?
Hey, how about I just, like, right as you're about to come, make, like, extract jizz from your balls?" Instead of letting you ejaculate.
Is that what I just did to your story?
You removed Steve's ejaculate from his testicles before he was able to climax.
Doesn't even want to anymore.
He's like literally.
He's got work in the morning. He's got to go to bed.
He just drops. He just drops the mic. I'm out. I'm done.
Oh God, Steve, please go on.
So,
I'm sorry.
I'm standing there, and I'm kicking a tree, and Mikey's like, Steve, you're not gonna beat the tree, and I'm like, fuck you, and I wound up and kicked the tree as hard as I could. And then my toe went like,
nope.
Like you do that come hither motion with your finger.
Oh God, no!
It went up like that.
Oh God!
And it stayed that way.
Holy shit!
I'm assuming that's when you noticed that something Holy went shit. Horribly awry.
And I was like, ow! And then he was like, what happened? I'm like, I think I broke my fucking toe!
You look at it and he's like, yeah, it's broken. You just
well, like, no, I think like, I was wearing a shoe at the time, so it's hard to see. But we took off, we went into Paul's house and I took off my shoe, and then sure enough, my toe's doing a thing that it shouldn't be doing. So
I was trying to do a backflip but got frozen halfway through.
So I didn't call the ambulance. My friend John drove me back to my house in my car, and then we all went with my dad. To the hospital.
Party,
like. We had a hospital party.
I know we were supposed to have a play date, guys, but we'll just go hang
we're
out.
We're gonna
the
hang out at the hospital.
Instead.
It was cool for them because they had this ice cream machine at the hospital.
Was it a Mubella?
What?
That's the best kind.
This
of
was
ice
in
cream.
the '90s.
Fair enough.
So
we had like a freezer with chocolate eclairs in it, or something.
No, but it was ice cream machine where like you push your button to push the buttons to get your ice cream, and then the thing came up.
Oh, was it like the vacuum?
It was like a cooler, and the vacuum comes
yeah,
down and sucks the ice cream up.
Yeah.
Oh, and drops it awesome.
Down. And they got to have that. So that was fun. Well, yeah. They snapped my toe back into place.
Oh.
I mean,
like, hey, look at all your friends having fun. Wait, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they were right next to me, too. They were like getting ice cream.
That's a surprise.
Guys, we stayed on topic for the whole show.
I know, right?
Incredible.
It's a first. Yay!
I'll drink to that.
I'm out of liquor. I can't toast.
Four Loko toast.
I got an empty bottle.
No, that's bad luck.
Son of a
you
bitch.
Fucker!
Oh, well.
Why do you think I didn't toast?
Oh. All right, listen. Lee fucked us, but whatever.
It's cool.
I am not the one that is fucked. I didn't toast. All right, so that's the end of the story. Thanks, Brian.
And that is the end of the show.
Are we done? How many minutes
note.
Are we in?
We're like an hour and 10 in.
Oh, perfect.
No, you're like
Excellent.
An hour in.
Yeah, we're like an hour in because we did 10 of pre-show.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts, Chris.
Final thoughts. Accidents suck, but they're going to happen. And my knee
Me,
kills.
Luke, go.
Well, yeah, I agree. Accidents
awesome.
Sucked.
Steve.
Do you really want to stop the show? What the fuck?
No, I'm just fucking with Luke.
Okay, thanks, dick. Chris, your knee's going to suck for a while, and I feel bad for you, but... You're not dead, so
yeah, it's
awesome day.
Silver lining.
Exactly.
I just gave you a power fist right in the air. Not a power
Boom.
Fist in the ass.
Oh. You power fisted him? Jesus.
Yeah, so should it be my final thoughts now?
Yes, Steve.
That's how the clock goes.
I'm going to tell another accident story, but this one is a different accident. When I was in driver's school, I shit my pants when I was on a driving thing.
No way. No, like not like a little like, oh,
well,
is
I
there
had...
something in there? Like, you'd, like, full-blown, like...
Well, I didn't, like...
Felt something in my pants at the meeting.
I stopped it, but stuff came out.
So it
Why?
Wasn't, like, the full, like... It was,
I
like...
didn't, like, go, like, oh, my God, I can't stop shitting in this car.
Like, you know, instead of 100%,
as much as I
you
wish
know,
you had.
Colon cleansing, it was, like 10% maybe.
I was like, I thought it was going to be a fart. Dude was in like a convenience store getting like a snack cake or something. And I'm sitting in the car.
He's parking. Will I get a beer?
And I was sitting in the car waiting for him to come back. And I was going to squeeze out a fart before he came back. But it wasn't a fart.
What? Did he get back and was like,
and I'm like,
dude, did you shit your pants?
No, I got back and I'm like, I need to go home. And so I had to drive home with shitties in my pants.
Did he even question why you needed to cut your lesson short?
No.
Listen, I'm pretty sure he smelt the shit.
He probably did. He probably immediately knew it was something. He's like, I don't even want
to
talk about
it. He probably had
it.
To take it to the car wash, yeah.
He probably made another student drive, so he's like, I'm not sitting in that shit seat. Like,
well, he had to
listen,
drive it back
I'm gonna
in my
need
house.
New car.
Oh, you didn't have, like, when I took drivers, we always had, like,
This was, like, early on a Saturday morning.
Oh, well, like, we always had, like, they always had, like, two students in the car at the same time.
Yeah.
So, like, you could be in the backseat watching the other kid fuck up, so you, like, you know not what to do when it's your turn.
It's one time I tried to pick up a girl.
Like, in the car?
By shitting yourself?
In the driver's ed?
Well, no, my first car, I bought it from the driving school that I went to.
Oh. Did it have the brake on the other side?
It used to, but it didn't. But, so I mean, when I'm going to check out the car, the guy who was my driving instructor was meeting us there to show us the car. Right. And he had a driving student with him, and it was some hot girl. So I was like,
hey, girl.
It was like me and I went with my brother. So my brother's talking to this guy, and I'm like, you know what? There's a hot girl over there. I'll just go say what's up to her.
Obviously.
So I start just chatting her up or whatever, and then it didn't go anywhere.
Oh, that's too bad.
But yeah,
that's the right environment, I guess, to really pick up a girl.
So that's my final thought.
Leave.
All right,
shit in my pants.
Final thought. I just
final thought. I shit myself. Wee.
I'm just thoroughly convinced that this show will never ever go an episode where we do not talk about poop or dicks.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
we're on topic. That's the whole show.
We were. I will commend. Five people.
We'll all have
with an extra douchebag
that's
sitting here.
It's impressive to me to have five people to stay on topic.
We need
for
Luke on
show.
Every week. Otherwise, we're going to be off topic.
Apparently, I'm the glue.
Oh, we need a good topic that we want to talk about.
I was gonna say, this one was actually, like, we each at least had something interesting.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has, like, an accident story.
Yeah, obviously.
All right, Brian, final thoughts.
I'm just going to reuse my one from last week. I hope we all get to a point in our lives where we just don't have accidents.
Wait, you didn't say that last week.
I'm right. I replaced the word accidents with apologize, where we don't have to. I'm just like, I said last week, I was like, I hope we all get to a point in our lives where we just don't have to apologize because we're all good to each other. And Chris is like, dude, this is fucking deep, man. And so I just hope we get to a point in all of our lives where we don't have to have accidents anymore because we're all so coordinated.
I don't.
And able to hold our bowels.
And able to hold our shits.
I don't hope that because that would mean we're all robots because robots don't have accidents. They don't make mistakes.
Oh, I don't make mistakes.
Have you seen the movie I, Robot?
Yeah. There was no accident.
Case in point.
That robot did kill the guy.
Oh, he dropped the mic.
Oh.
Triumphantly dropped the mic.
You know, oddly enough,
it's like that Nick Cannon movie Drumline where he drops the stick.
In the headphones, that sounded kind of like Law and Order sound. Dun, dun.
Did it really?
Yeah.
There was a terrible accident.
All right,
that's the end of the show.
So, I guess
that's the end.
And that's the end of my show, donk.
That's the part where I yell a lot. That's
back
the
off
end.
The mic at least.
Yeah, I will. I do every week. We'll see you next week.
On
sure.
The...
Are we all going to be here next week? We any of us have plans? All
right, ready.
I think we're good.
One,
no, Chris, stop.
Two.
On. Steve, are you going to be here next week?
Yeah.
Luke?
I'll give you a 50-50.
Okay. Ooh. Lee?
Maybe.
Chris, I fucking live here, yes. That wasn't Chris.
Though. Whatever!
I pretty much make this show happen.
If you
yeah, I'll
go
be
Six
here.
Six Flags Saturday, call me. See you next week on the Hudson Set. I'm a show!
Oh my god, I just came.